This is a special pledge drive edition of The People's Pharmacy. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. The co-hosts of The People's Pharmacy, Joe and Terry Graydon, are with us this hour to talk about the medicinal properties of food. We'll discuss some of the special health attributes of certain foods and what we can eat to treat certain ailments, from fighting colds and coughs to lowering cholesterol. And we will welcome your questions for them, maybe even your own home remedies. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Let me welcome our guests. Very happy to have back with us two of my favorite people, Joe and Terry Graydon. They are the co-hosts of The People's Pharmacy, heard on Wisconsin Public Radio Saturdays at 6 in the morning and again at 2 in the afternoon. Their books include Recipes and Remedies from The People's Pharmacy, and they join us from the WUNC studio in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. Good morning, Joe and Terry.
Hi, Joy. It's such a pleasure to be with you.
It's good to have you back with us. How's the weather in North Carolina?
Well, it's rather wintry. We're getting wintry mix today, which is probably better than your weather, but nonetheless, we're looking forward to spring.
Yeah, we are too. And it's we are having another cold blast here, but what's new? What can we do, Joe and Terry, if we are suffering from colds and coughs right now?
Well, you know, it's so fascinating, Joy. When you turn on television, all you see are nonstop commercials for drugs. So, you know, there's the cough medicine and there's the fever reducer. And by the way, all that stuff is probably counterproductive.
Fever reducers, it turns out, really don't help you get over your cold faster. And in fact, they may help you spread it to more people. So unless your fever's really high, we suggest you skip the fever reducer and stick with the home remedies. We've got quite a few that can really help ease symptoms, which is pretty much all the drugs will do anyway. We don't have anything much that will cure a cold.
But you know what? What you eat makes such a profound difference in how you feel. And so I'm going to always turn to my mom's chicken soup. I mean, she made the best chicken soup in the world, and she loved garlic. So she would put 6 cloves of garlic in that chicken soup.
Wow.
And we now know that garlic has some benefit. It has some antiviral activity, some antibacterial activity.
And there actually are studies showing that chicken soup helps ease symptoms of colds. So there's some actual scientific data that show us why chicken soup is good for you when you have a cold. Of course, it's good for you all the time.
Now, one of our favorite guests on The People's Pharmacy is Dr. Tarone Lowdog. And listeners of The People's Pharmacy know that she is a physician, an MD, but she has a great respect for herbs. And she came up with something called teas, for Tarone's, immunotea, that involves astragalus root, schizandra, rose hips, eleuthera root, honey and lemon to taste. It is fantastic if you've got a cold.
Now, if you happen to have a cough, Tarone Lowdog also gave us her recipe for a thyme-based cough syrup. Super simple to make, really, really works well. Right, Joe?
It involves dried thyme, or if you have it, fresh thyme, T-H-Y-M-E, of course, lemon juice, and organic honey. And if you want these recipes, if you want to know specifically how to make what we think is the best cough medicine that money can buy without the side effects of things you buy in the drugstore, here's the number to call, 888-202-2552. Our way of saying thank you to WPR, one of our absolutely favorite network radio stations, anywhere in this country is to make available recipes and remedies from the People's Pharmacy with all of these recipes.
And of course, you can also make that pledge at WPR.org. Go ahead, Joy.
I was going to say that the book, Recipes and Remedies from the People's Pharmacy, is our thank you gift during this hour for a pledge of $72. Now, I'm not sure why we chose $72, but $72 it is. So, for your pledge of $72, which will go a long way in helping to fund the programs that you value on Wisconsin Public Radio, ask for Recipes and Remedies from the People's Pharmacy by Joe and Terry Graydon. We are looking for 120 pledges during this hour, and so far, four of you have already pledged. So thank you so very much for making that pledge to WPR.org or 888-202-2552. I started with the cold remedies since we're in the middle of winter here, Joe and Terry. But I should ask you, what do we have in this book? What else can we see and find in this book?
Joy, you know, we are facing an epidemic of obesity, high blood pressure, diabetes, and all you do is turn on the television. I mean, if you were from a different planet and you happened to tune in TV, you would think that Americans were incredibly sick, because what you watch are commercials for arthritis, mm-hmm. erectile dysfunction, high cholesterol, osteoporosis, enlarged prostates, overactive bladder, depression, you name it. The evening news has a commercial and a drug just for you. Well, we happen to think that the healing starts with what you put in your mouth.
Exactly. That's probably the most powerful medicine we can exercise, is being very mindful of what we eat. Now, you know, because you listen to the People's Pharmacy, that we talk to the leading nutrition researchers around the country, sometimes around the world, to find out what we should be eating. But they very often will talk about nutrients. And you know, Joy, we don't eat nutrients. Mm-hmm. We eat food. So people need a little help figuring out how to maximize those nutrients in the meals that they eat. That's what Recipes and Remedies is all about.
Well, we asked our favorite experts, people like Dr. Lodog, Dr. Walter Willett, chairman of nutrition at Harvard, Dr. Christopher Gardner, head of nutrition at Stanford, what are your favorite recipes? And they were kind enough to share them. They're in the book. So you'll also find, you know, anti-cancer foods. What the number one thing that I think most of us fear is cancer. We can make a huge difference by preventing it with the foods that we eat. And there are a surprising number of foods that have anti-cancer power. So we've listed those foods. We've listed recipes to get your blood sugar under control. So if you're borderline diabetes or if you have diabetes, we have a whole bunch of foods that are going to help you control your blood sugar. What about high blood pressure, Terry?
Well, it turns out that you can actually make a big difference for blood pressure with food. And you can do that either by following a DASH diet or by doing things like using the beet juice smoothie that we put the recipe for in Recipes and Remedies.
That actually sounds good to me. I'm not sure it sounds good to everybody, but that does sound good to me. A beet juice smoothie. And don't you, Joe, have your, is it your mother's smoothie recipe?
No, it's actually Joe's brain-boosting smoothie. And our engineer today, Al Wodarski, will assert unequivocally that it is the best way to start the day. When we're doing a show, we always share a little of Joe's brain-boosting smoothie with Al. He stays sharp for the entire show.
Boy, I guess I need a brain-boosting smoothie myself. I thought it was your mom's. That's right. The chicken soup is your mom's, and this is
yours. That's right.
Well, you know, if you look at what most people have for breakfast, there's a lot of carbs there. You know, they're having breakfast cereal. They're having pancakes or waffles.
Or a bagel.
You know, 2 hours later, they crash and burn because their blood sugar has gone up and then it goes down because the insulin rush. But the brain-boosting smoothie and some of our other breakfast recipes are designed to keep your blood sugar stable the whole morning. So it's a great way to get going.
We are talking with Joe and Terry Graydon. They are the co-hosts of The People's Pharmacy, heard here on the Ideas Network. They are also the authors of many books, including the one that we are focusing on this hour, Recipes and Remedies from The People's Pharmacy. This is our thank you gift for you this hour for your pledge of support during this, our winter membership drive. Make a pledge of $72 a year or more, and we will be happy to send you this book that is chock full of foods and recipes that contain various medicinal properties to help prevent or treat a number of different conditions. And we welcome that pledge at 888-202-2552, or make a pledge online at WPR.org. We are looking for 108 more pledges before this hour is over. So help fund Wisconsin Public Radio. Listeners are the most important part of Wisconsin Public Radio's budget. Help pay for the programming that you value. Programs like The People's Pharmacy, heard Saturdays at 6 in the morning and 2 in the afternoon. 888-202-2552 or pledge online at WPR.org. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. This is a special pledge drive edition of The People's Pharmacy. I'm Joy Cardine talking with Joe and Terry Graydon. They are co-hosts of The People's Pharmacy and authors of many books and columns. We are talking about their book, Recipes and Remedies from The People's Pharmacy, which contains all sorts of recipes and health attributes of certain foods, talking about things to do to keep your blood sugar and insulin under control, talking about how we can control coughs and colds, talking about recipes to reduce inflammation and more, and offering recipes and remedies as our thank you gift for a pledge of $72 a year to Wisconsin Public Radio at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And Joe and Terry, we have 97 pledges to go to reach our goal. I think we are going to reach this goal and exceed it, so I'm happy about that. But I did want to ask you, how much science is there behind the recipes and remedies in the book?
Well, actually, Joy, there's a great deal of science. And for those who just want to cook the recipes, who just want to whip up the remedies, they don't have to delve into the science. But we have extensive lists of all of the references that you can go to and look up in the medical literature if you are interested in finding out more about that science.
Well, you know, Joy, you mentioned inflammation just a moment ago. And if you talk to the leading researchers, what they will tell you is that inflammation is now thought to be at the center of chronic mm-hmm. diseases. So it's not just arthritis. And I bet a whole lot of folks who are listening to us right now are saying, yeah, my knees hurt, my hips hurt, my fingers hurt, my elbows, my shoulders. I know about inflammation and arthritis, but it's not just arthritis. It's things like heart disease. It's things like diabetes. Inflammation is crucial there as well. Even Alzheimer's disease, inflammation may have a role. And, you know, Hippocrates said, let food be your medicine, thousands of years ago. Well, we know that there are so many foods that have anti-inflammatory properties. That's the place to start for so many of these chronic conditions.
Like what? Now, what are some of the foods?
Well, some of them might actually surprise you. For example, spices can have anti-inflammatory properties. And one of the ones that has the most research behind it as an anti-inflammatory spice is turmeric. It's the yellow spice that's in curry powder. It's in yellow mustard. And we have quite a few recipes that utilize turmeric as a spice and can really, really contribute to an anti-inflammatory effect. Another food that has anti-inflammatory properties is fish, particularly cold water fish such as salmon or tuna. But fish in general is a good way to get your omega-3 fatty acids, which are anti-inflammatory, and we have a number of wonderful fish recipes, including one from Dr. Mark Laponis. You want to tell us about it, Joe?
No, I don't have it handy.
Oh, so you don't have it handy. Okay, it's the salmon with cranberry.
Yeah.
Cranberry ketchup and horseradish, and it is wonderful.
Now, it's not ketchup as in like the red stuff.
No,
that
it's
you think
it's
of.
Not tomato ketchup. He calls it ketchup, but it's more like a spicy sauce.
Now, Terry mentioned curcumin or turmeric, and we have a scrambled egg breakfast that includes what we call the anti-inflammatory curcumin. It looks beautiful. It's golden orange, and it tastes great. Now, some people like curries, and we actually have a number of curry recipes as well. So if you're, you know, if you're joints are hurting a little bit, if you're concerned about your blood pressure, we have a number of recipes that will, for example, help deal with some of these problems. You've heard us talk about the gin-soaked raisins. You've heard us talk about Certo and grape juice for arthritis. Well, we have a whole bunch of others. And the way you get these recipes and support WPR at the same time is make that call right now, 888-202-2552 or WPR.org.
And for a pledge of $72 a year or more, we will send you as your thank you gift this book that we are talking about and get all these great recipes and information, recipes and remedies from the People's Pharmacy. And, you know, I guess I haven't reminded our listeners that you can also call us with a question for Joe and Terry Graydon about the medicinal properties of food. Do you use food as your medicine? 1-800-642-1234 is the number to use to call us on air. 1-800-642-1234. You can also send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Is there a certain medical condition that you're curious about in terms of how you might use your pantry instead of your medicine cabinet to treat it or to prevent it? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You did mention the gin-soaked raisins, Joe, and we have talked about that in the past. But for listeners who might have just heard that for the first time, what in the world, a gin-soaked raisin?
Yes, it sounds odd, but we have heard from so many people that it really can help alleviate joint pain. What you do is take golden raisins, put them in a very shallow container. We prefer one that isn't plastic and isn't metal. And you just barely cover the raisins with gin. It should be gin that has been flavored with real juniper, not artificial flavoring, and you allow the gin to evaporate. So we get a lot of jokes about, oh, gin-soaked raisins, just skip the raisins and go straight to the gin. That actually won't help your joints.
And we've actually measured how much alcohol is in the 9 raisins you're supposed to eat a day. It turns out it's just 1 drop. So you will not get drunk on, you know, mm-hmm. 9 gin-soaked raisins. But if you don't want to go down that road, and not everybody gets benefit from gin-soaked raisins, we have Certo and grape juice. For all of the home canners who are listening, they know what Certo is. It's plant pectin. You put that together with purple grape juice. People say it really does the job. Now, one other area that we haven't talked about yet, Joy, mm-hmm. is digestive tract problems. Mm-hmm. And so many people are taking acid-suppressing drugs, you know, the kind that, you know, the proton pump inhibitors that you see advertised on television, like the purple pill Nexium, right, or Prilosec or Prevacid that are available over the counter. It's very hard to stop taking those medications. But we have in the book persimmon punch. And it turns out that a lot of folks have told us that they can get off their acid-suppressing drugs by using persimmon punch and a couple of the recommendations that Dr. Lowdog has come up with, something called DGL.
Which is deglycerinated licorice. And this is actually something you'd need to buy in the health food store. It is licorice that has been treated so it's not likely to make your blood pressure go up, and it does have a very beneficial effect for the digestive tract and calms that heartburn.
Now, other people often complain about constipation, and we have in Recipes and Remedies our dynamite pumpkin bran muffin recipe, which we would suggest is a really terrific way to get your fiber. And then if you're really desperate, and there are some people who are listening right now who are really desperate, we have power pudding.
Right.
And this comes from nurses who tell us that, you know, when they have to deal with patients in the hospital who are really desperate, power pudding is the antidote to constipation. So if you know somebody who's been suffering from digestive problems, make a call right now. Our way of saying thank you is recipes and remedies from the People's Pharmacy, that number 888-202-2552.
Can you give us a hint what's in the power pudding, Joe?
Oh, or Terry? Yes, we can tell you what's in the power pudding. It's applesauce, prune juice, and unprocessed wheat bran. And the secret is in the ratio.
And how you mix it together and then how you take it. So, yes, if you want to know the secret, you do have to make a call right now and support WPR at 888-202-2552.
And we have only 71 more pledges to go to reach our goal. And that sounds like a lot, and it is a lot, but we can do it with your help. And you can help yourself with a pledge of $72 by asking for recipes and remedies from the People's Pharmacy. Make that pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And we have full lines now, so let's take a call from June in Douseman first. Hi, June.
Hi. Good morning to everybody. I'd like to know if there's some additional track properties in buttermilk.
Buttermilk?
Oh, absolutely. You know, we heard from a pharmacist many years ago that if you are suffering from canker sores, and a lot of people know what we're talking about, they're those really unpleasant little sores in the mouth. Doctors call them aphthous ulcers. And Terry, could you spell that? It's a little confusing.
Oh, it's really a spelling bee trick. It's A-P-H-T-H. O-U-S, aphthous, and then ulcer is easy.
Anyone who's ever had them will testify to the fact that they can be very unpleasant. Well, it turns out that buttermilk can be helpful, and some people even say buttermilk can help against cold sores as well. So I would say that buttermilk, it's something my mother loved. She used to make it, and we think it's fabulous. It's got probiotics in it. And the buzzword these days, Terry?
Is probiotics.
Probiotics. Mm-hmm. But grandmas have known about probiotics for decades.
Well, what else? It sounds like that might help the digestive tract, too, or not.
It might very well. Mm-hmm. And I think that buttermilk is relatively low in lactose. So even people who are somewhat lactose intolerant might be able to handle it.
Yeah. What are some other digestive tract probiotic or, you know, healthy foods?
Well, you know, one of the things that we love is good old-fashioned sauerkraut. I mean, you know, this is as old-fashioned and probiotic as you can get. And it turns out that if you have aphthous ulcers, those canker sores that are so painful, we heard many years ago from someone who was a dental technician that if you swished around in your mouth some sauerkraut juice and then swallowed it, those mouth ulcers would go away very quickly. And we heard from a doctor probably 10 years ago. He had been to his physician. He was suffering. It was unbearable. He couldn't swallow food. He said, I am at my wit's end. Do you have a remedy for me? And I always love it when doctors ask us for a remedy, right? And we said, well, why don't you try the sauerkraut juice? Darned if it didn't work.
And he had tried everything. Now, another thing that a lot of people complain about is heartburn. I think we mentioned that already, but we didn't mention Helicobacter pylori, which is an infection that can set up housekeeping in the stomach. And it turns out that these bacteria, which are really tough to eradicate, are actually susceptible to a compound in broccoli. So in recipes and remedies from the People's Pharmacy, we have a lovely recipe for broccoli and garlic stir fry, which a couple of our readers have used to get rid of their heartburn. And it is delicious, in addition to being very good for you.
If you would like that recipe, if you would like any of the recipes that we are talking about, call us and make a pledge to Wisconsin Public Radio. You will be helping Wisconsin Public Radio be financially healthy, and you can ask for your pledge of $72, something that can keep you healthy. Recipes and remedies from the People's Pharmacy. WPR.org or 888-202-2552. You can make a pledge of any amount. You can make a pledge that's a monthly installment. You can put it on your credit card. You can pretty much pay for it any way you'd like. But we ask that you make that pledge now to help support the programs that you value. WPR.org or 888-202-2552. I'm Joy Cardine talking with Joe and Terry Graydon. This is a special pledge drive edition of the People's Pharmacy. And our next caller is David in South Milwaukee. Hello, David.
Good morning, folks. I'm wondering about hypothyroid issues and the cruciferous vegetables, I believe soy too. There are foods that affect the thyroid negatively. For example, I'll eat maybe a cup of broccoli or a cup of Brussels sprouts and maybe a cup of collard greens on any given day. Is that an overdose on that? And I understand Terry has had some thyroid issues. I wonder how she handles the cruciferous vegetables.
Mm. Well, the first thing I do with my cruciferous vegetables, David, is I cook them. It turns out that the compound in the cruciferous vegetables that tends to be bad for the thyroid is pretty much destroyed if you cook it. And consequently, a cup of broccoli might not be too much. Now, if you were eating all of those, like, every day, that probably would be an overdose. And I would suggest that 3 or 4 times a week might be enough for a cruciferous vegetable serving.
Thanks very much, David, for the call. We'll go next to Betsy in Mequon. Hello, Betsy.
Hello, how are you?
Good, how are you? Betsy, go ahead with your question.
I have had a pneumonia that is finally clearing up after 4 weeks, but I cannot get the mucus to move up or down. I have tried an over-the-counter product, and all that does is suppress the clot for about 8 hours. So I don't know if there's a different home remedy that I could use. I've been drinking hot honey and lemon. That helps with fever. But I'm wondering if you had any other recipes.
For congestion.
Yeah, Betsy, what I would suggest is that you grate some fresh ginger root into that hot hot tea you're drinking with honey and lemon. And I think that may be helpful for the condition that you're describing.
You know, when it comes to colds, because congestion is always a problem, we have a number of things that we like. We have a ginger and thyme broth. We already mentioned Dr. Tony Lodog's Immuno-Tea with astragalus root and schizandra and rose hips and Eleuthera root. But we also have hot toddies, mm-hmm. and hot toddies go back, hundreds of years. Now, if you don't want the bourbon or whatever your favorite alcoholic beverage is, we have non-alcoholic hot toddies that involve lemon juice and some honey and boiling water. But I am very fond of thyme cough syrup. We mentioned Dr. Lodog's thyme syrup. Well, this involves thyme, lemon juice, and honey. We also have a thyme tea that we rely on that involves just dried thyme and some boiling water and a little honey to taste. I think one of those remedies is going to break up that congestion.
I visited a friend's elderly mother. She's in her 90s, and she had a little bit of a cold, and she was sipping at something, and I think I might have asked, what do you have in there? And she said, it's a hot toddy, so good for her. She was going to take care of her own cold with that. We have Kyle on Facebook who wants to know about the properties of medicinal mushrooms and, I guess, I can't even pronounce this, a tree fungi such as reishi and chaga. I mean, do you have any to talk about mushrooms and tree fungi?
Yes, absolutely. These are oriental mushrooms, Japanese and Chinese mushrooms, and they have been shown to boost the immune system. We don't have very many drugs, if any, that actually can improve our immune response. So I think that the research on this is quite interesting, and that's really what they're used for, is to improve immunity.
You know what's so fascinating, Joy? If you go to your doctor and you say, can you give me something to boost my immune system? Your physician will kind of look at you like a deer in the headlights, because in this country, we don't talk about boosting the immune system. Go to China, and they will say, well, of course, we've got all kinds of herbs. And we mentioned astragalus root as just one example of an antiviral herbal product that they use all of the time. There's something called Andrographis paniculata that's also used in China. And the mushrooms turn out to have a rather fascinating effect. There are even some mushrooms that may have an anti-cancer benefit. So we actually think there are ways to boost the immune system.
I'm Joy Cardine talking with Joe and Terry Graydon, co-hosts of The People's Pharmacy, which is heard on Wisconsin Public Radio Saturdays at 6 in the morning and 2 in the afternoon. Their books include Recipes and Remedies from The People's Pharmacy, and we are talking about some of those recipes and remedies. And we are offering this book as our thank you gift for a pledge this hour of $72 a year or more. Make that pledge at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552. We are looking for 22 more pledges to reach our goal this hour. I think we can reach that goal and exceed it. And you can pick up a great copy of a wonderful resource, Recipes and Remedies from the People's Pharmacy by Joe and Terry Graydon, for your pledge of $72 to Wisconsin Public Radio, WPR.org or 888-202-2552. This is a special pledge drive edition of The People's Pharmacy. We are talking with Joe and Terry Graydon about the medicinal properties of foods and the special health attributes of certain foods, and sharing some recipes and welcoming your questions for them at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. And let's go next to Pat in Appleton. Hello, Pat.
Hi. I have terrible leg cramps at night. If I either walk on an uneven surface, if my legs get cold, if I sit too long, if I wear different shoes, do they have anything that might help that?
Oh, boy, do we.
Well, first of all, Pat, we would tell you to get a bar of soap and put it under the bottom sheet. I can't tell you why it works, but all I can say is an awful lot of our listeners say, this is fantastic, because those nighttime leg cramps wake me up at 2 o'clock and it's unbearable. But there is something else, and it's as simple as probably something you have in your refrigerator.
I don't know if you ever use yellow mustard on your hot dogs, Pat, but that is our remedy for leg cramps.
Really?
Do not put it on your legs.
Just swallow a teaspoonful or two of yellow mustard, and it often will take away the cramps in a minute or two. Now, other people tell us that low-sodium V8 juice is a pretty good trick as well.
And that you could actually drink as a preventive before you go to bed. Pickle juice is another way, quick way to stop a leg cramp quickly.
You know, football coaches all over the country know that when their players are out in the summer and developing leg cramps, if they just give them a teaspoonful or two of pickle juice, it takes away the cramps very quickly. So there are a number of approaches for leg cramps, which can be bothersome and sometimes even devastating, again, if they wake you up in the middle of the night.
Good luck, Pat. What do we know what's in the mustard that might be affecting leg cramps?
There are a couple of things that might be relevant, and we're not exactly sure which of them is the most important. But mustard does have turmeric in it, as I mentioned earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And it may be the turmeric. It also has vinegar in it, and it could very well be the vinegar.
Well, you know, speaking of vinegar, Joy, you know, a lot of people are worried about their cholesterol.
Mm-hmm.
And with good reason. And you know, we take huge numbers of statins in this country. You know, atorvastatin, the generic for Lipitor, simvastatin, the generic for Zocor.
And, of course, there's Crestor and Livalo.
And there's so many of these drugs, and they do have a lot of side effects. For some people, the side effects are necessary. If they've had a heart attack, they have to put up with these drugs. But for so many other people who just have high cholesterol and no heart disease, There are a great number of ways to get cholesterol under control. You know what the French do? They have a vinaigrette salad dressing after the meal. And it turns out that when you do that, not only does it help control your blood sugar, but it may also be beneficial for your cholesterol. Terry, and you have some other cholesterol-controlling foods.
Absolutely. And among others, getting some cinnamon into your diet is a good way, a very tasty way, to help control your cholesterol.
And your blood sugar.
And your blood sugar. And we have a recipe in the book for cinnamon coffee. We also have a recipe for cinnamon almond oatmeal. And in this recipe, the cinnamons, the almonds, and the oatmeal are all working to lower your blood cholesterol.
And all delicious, too.
Yes. And, you know, Joy, we hear from people all the time, well, I want to eat healthy. But what does that mean exactly? You know, what recipes should I be putting together to have an actual Mediterranean-style diet? Well, we have actual recipes. So Dr. Walter Willett, as we mentioned a moment ago, chairman of nutrition at Harvard Medical School, has shared with us his nut loaf recipe. And it's phenomenal because it's got lentils in it, but it's also got walnuts. And believe it or not, when you add those walnuts to the lentils, it gives it a crunch that is so delicious.
It is, in fact, a delicious and very easy recipe to make. And it goes nicely with the red pepper sauce that he has also given us the recipe for. This is red bell peppers, not hot peppers.
Now, if you would like to have Dr. Walter Willett's recipe, his nut loaf recipe, we suggest you make a call right now. Thank WPR for the kinds of programming that you rely on. That number, 888-202-2552, online at WPR.org. One other recipe we'd like to share with you is Sally Fallon's coconut chicken soup. Now, we're learning more and more that coconut is good for you. A lot of people have told us that coconut really works very well against diarrhea. And in the book, we actually have a coconut macaroon recipe. But we love Sally Fallon's coconut chicken soup. It is fabulous.
It sounds fabulous. All of these recipes sound fabulous. All of these recipes in Recipes and Remedies from the People's Pharmacy. And you can pledge $6 a month or $72 a year. And we will send you, as your thank you gift, if you want it, which I know you do, Recipes and Remedies from the People's Pharmacy by Joe and Terry Graydon. Make your pledge. We have about 12 minutes left in the program, so you have time to make your pledge to help Wisconsin Public Radio pay the bills and pick up this wonderful resource. WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Make your pledge of any amount. Make your pledge $6 a month or $72 a year if you would like the book. WPR.org or 888-202-2552. You know, since we are talking about diets and foods, there's a story in the news just this week. A vegetarian diet may lower your blood pressure. What do you think
about
that?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Well, we're actually not a bit surprised, to tell you the truth. This was a meta-analysis that was conducted on, I think, about 24 studies that looked at, well, it might even have been more.
Well, it was 24 epidemiological studies and I think about a half a dozen randomized controlled trials, which is the gold standard.
And what they found is that indeed following a vegetarian diet does lower blood pressure. In fact, they found that the people in their observational study following a vegetarian diet had lower blood pressure than the folks who were randomly assigned to follow a vegetarian diet. And I suspect that's because the ones who were doing it on their own because they were motivated to, you know, followed through a little bit better. But in any event, we have known for a long time that eating a lot of vegetables can really help lower blood pressure. We've got tons of research on the DASH diet. And we also have research, in fact, that this particular meta-analysis didn't address, but we know that a vegetarian portfolio diet can lower cholesterol about as well as one of the early statins. So you can really make a huge impact on your own health based on what you choose to eat.
And we have all kinds of vegetarian recipes in our book. For example, the Israeli couscous with roasted summer vegetables and nuts. Mm. We have a really tangy tangerine cress salad that you're going to love. We have actual meal plans so that, you know, you don't even have to think about it if you don't want to.
And while we're talking about meal plans, let's not let the hour close without addressing dessert. In general, we are recommending that people cut back on the real rich, sweet stuff and save dessert as an occasional treat. But we have a number of wonderful recipes in Recipes and Remedies from the People's Pharmacy for healthful desserts, including blueberry cheesecake, which is a gift from Dr. Steven Zeisel, head of nutrition at the University of North Carolina.
You must have a chocolate recipe in here somewhere, Terry.
Oh, yes.
Because I know that you're a big fan of chocolate.
Exactly. And in fact, the recipe that we have selected for Recipes and Remedies from the People's Pharmacy is one of our fancy chocolate recipes, three-layer mousse. So it is pears, raspberries, and chocolate in three separate layers. It looks beautiful, but it tastes even better.
And it's yours for a call right now to WPR at 888-202-2552 or online at WPR.org.
And make that pledge of any amount to help support Wisconsin Public Radio and the People's Pharmacy. But also ask for Recipes and Remedies with your pledge of $72 a year. Make a pledge of $6 a month or more, and we will send you Recipes and Remedies from the People's Pharmacy. Let's take some more calls. Julie in Sheboygan. Hi, Julie. You're on the air. Julie, you didn't put down the phone and walk away, did you? She did.
Oh, dear.
She wants to know if there's anything she can eat to boost collagen in the skin, and I want to know that, too.
I would have to tell you, Joy, we don't have a great deal of research on that. I'm trying to remember. There was something recently that suggested there was a remedy that could improve collagen. It wasn't gelatin. Oh, I know, sesame seeds. Yes.
Oh.
We recently saw research on an arthritis remedy that was being tested. It was published in a medical journal, and they gave people, in addition to their regular pain relieving medicine, they gave them 40 grams of ground up sesame seeds a day. And this was a 12-week study, 3 months. And they found that the people who were getting the sesame seeds had much less joint pain at the end of the study. And it turns out that sesame, which is part of sesame seeds, can contribute to building of collagen. Now, how much, I don't know, but somewhat.
And I think in that study, they compared the sesame to acetaminophen, the ingredient in Tylenol.
They added it to acetaminophen.
And it was my recollection that it did just as well or better.
It did much better if you add the sesame seeds to the acetaminophen.
And we just are reading this week that when pregnant women consume a lot of acetaminophen during their pregnancy, it increases the risk for attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. So wouldn't it be better if you could control your pain with sesame or with other anti-inflammatory foods? We have so many in Recipes and Remedies. So if you know someone who's suffering from a little arthritis or some joint pain, why don't you make the call right now and support Wisconsin Public Radio? That number, 888-202-2552. Our thank you gift is Recipes and Remedies from the People's Pharmacy.
Well, I want to report that we have exceeded the goal of 120 pledges. We are at 168, so that's wonderful. And we will continue to take your calls in support of Wisconsin Public Radio. Your pledge of $6 a month or $72 a year or more is what we ask if you would like. Recipes and Remedies from the People's Pharmacy by Joe and Terry Graydon. 888-202-2552 or pledge online at WPR.org. All sorts of remedies to help you manage blood sugar, talking about you can control blood pressure with certain foods, remedies to ease indigestion, recipes to reduce inflammation and alleviate joint pain, and a whole lot more. Kyle on Facebook wants to know, are there any foods to help with anxiety?
You know, that's an actually important question, because I think a lot of times when we look to those medications, the benzodiazepines, you know, the Valium-type drugs, the Xanax-type drugs, it's hard to get off those drugs because you can go through withdrawal. Well, it turns out that carbs, believe it or not, and we often preach a problem with carbs because they raise blood sugar, but carbs can sometimes calm you down. So one of the ways we sometimes encourage people to go to sleep at night is maybe a little, you know, bowl of Cheerios with a little honey and a little skim milk. That may be a good way to calm the brain because it boosts the levels of chemicals in the brain that are going to be a little bit more calming and soothing, serotonin type.
Let's take another call from, let me see, I think we're going to Nancy in Grafton. Hi, Nancy.
Well, good morning.
Morning.
I'm a caregiver, and I have an elderly lady I help, and her ankles and her legs are so swollen. She has asthma since she's a child. She restricts her sodium. Is there something that I could suggest that would help her with these terribly swollen ankles?
Well,
this is a difficult question.
Now we're getting into the realm of medications, and you know, you've actually had the opportunity to interview Dr. David Hahn right there in Madison, family practice physician. He's been there for decades. He has come up with some interesting approaches to treating, you know, hard to treat asthma. So I might, if I were recommending something, is look up Dr. Hahn's book and see if it might not be appropriate.
Right.
There are ways to deal with that asthma.
That was asthma. I think she was just, is there any kind of foods that might be direct?
The swelling.
Yeah.
And there are some
dandelion is one.
Dandelion is one. Uva ursi is another. But these are not things you're going to, the dandelions you might find growing in the backyard once it gets to be spring and the
right.
snow melts.
But it sounds like, you know, this may be a touch of congestive heart failure.
Yeah.
And so this is something that requires medical supervision.
Yeah. In fact, that is a question I was going to ask. When do when should we drop maybe, I don't know, using ginger or thyme tea and see a doctor?
Well, that is a really important question, because the absolute most important ingredient in any home remedy is common sense.
Right.
So if your symptoms are not responding to the remedy that you're using, then you need to make an appointment with your physician.
But you know, Joy, it's not all or nothing. You know, we think that people with high blood pressure need to get their blood pressure down with appropriate foods and sometimes medicines. Because if your blood pressure is really high, you need to take a drug. We're not against drugs. Drugs have an important role. I'm a pharmacologist, for goodness sake. I value drugs. But the idea of using foods and drugs to control your arthritis, to control your headaches, to control your digestive tract problems, to us, that makes sense. You know, we really do think Hippocrates got it right. Let food be your medicine.
And I want to thank you both so very much for being with us. It was fabulous as usual.
Well, thank you, Joy. It's always a pleasure to talk with you.
We love WPR and we love you. Thank you so much for what you do.
Thank you, Joe and Terry Graydon, co-hosts of The People's Pharmacy. Heard Saturdays at 6 in the morning and 2 in the afternoon. With us today for a special pledge drive edition of The People's Pharmacy. A reminder that you can get the book, Recipes and Remedies from The People's Pharmacy, with your pledge of $72, $6 a month or more, to WPR.org. Or call 888-202-2552. That's WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Pledge your support to Wisconsin Public Radio and get recipes and remedies from The People's Pharmacy. This is the Ideas Network.